Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Federal Communications Commission is expected to vote to roll back net neutrality rules tomorrow. The vote would undo regulations put in place during the Obama administration in 2015. FCC Chair Ajit Pai and internet service providers like Verizon and Comcast have been pushing for the change. Companies like Google and Netflix have been pushing back. Ben Johnson covers tech for Here and Now, and he joins us in the studio. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Jeremy.
So first of all, explain to us what the FCC is expected to decide. What does removing net neutrality rules mean in practice?
So this vote would basically move the FCC to stop classifying internet service providers, or ISPs, as so-called common carriers. I'm talking here about both the kinds of companies that bring internet to your house and the kinds of companies that deliver internet via cell service to your phone. And if the government sees them as common carriers, then it means they have to abide by a bunch of rules designed to protect consumers. In this case, we're talking about the rules that say if you're Comcast, for instance, you can't make it easier to access stuff from a Comcast company, NBC TV online, than, say, Netflix. Without net neutrality rules in place, the concern is that Comcast or another internet service provider could throttle or even block certain data from getting into your house. An example of that would be your internet service provider not really liking Netflix. And so when you try to watch Netflix at home, it doesn't load or it's really slow. Service providers could also create what are called fast lanes, where companies like Netflix or Amazon might pay to get their stuff to you faster than YouTube, for instance.
Now, these rules have only been around for 2 years. Is there evidence that there were big problems with blocking and throttling when the rules before they went into place?
Yeah. So, Jeremy, this might be a rare case of government trying to get out ahead of a problem. Might be blowing your mind there. But in a way, this set of potential abuses that net neutrality is trying to protect against is really just starting to loom large. We're doing more online than we've ever done. Networks are fast enough to deliver all kinds of content. So companies that we might traditionally think of as television companies are more involved in giving us internet. We're also seeing a new host of technologies, a lot of them on your phone, that could be used to create and deliver an experience of the web and the internet that might be a lot more like your old cable television bill. The AT&Ts and Verizons and Comcasts of the world would argue that if they've not abused the system before, why would they do it now? But we have also already seen cases and accusations of throttling, for instance. So it's up for debate.
And this has also turned into a big fight between the tech giants like Facebook and the internet service providers like Comcast.
Yeah, that's a big part of it. Service providers say they're doing a ton of infrastructure building, like laying the cable, and that's expensive, and that tech companies like Netflix, Google, Amazon basically benefit from all of that without paying much for the infrastructure itself. But there is more to the story. This could impact not only big names in tech and business, but also much smaller companies and startups because the rules or lack thereof get applied across the board.
So is there fear that reversing these rules would stifle innovation?
Yeah, the innovation argument is really interesting because it sort of comes from both sides. People who are against net neutrality say that it prevents some of the big telecom companies and service providers from experimenting, innovating new ways to deliver internet across access to users. I've talked to a really small internet service provider out in Wyoming. It's called Lariat. The company's head, who is anti-net neutrality, is named Brett Glass. He says a lot of the current rules prevent him from figuring out new ways to get the internet to remote areas in Wyoming. And that's an interesting perspective, right? When there are problems like a virus impacting people's routers, for instance, out there, he can't just block the bad stuff and protect his small set of customers because that runs afoul of net neutrality rules. Now, the other side of this is that if you're a couple of college kids trying to build the next big tech company, the next Netflix or something, you'll never be able to pay Comcast's fees for getting your service in front of its customers. Basically, the idea is getting rid of net neutrality might have a huge impact on the ability of startups to build new products and the ability of consumers to discover those products.
So what does this mean for those of us who are using the internet? I have to say I've been using the internet long enough now that when it really slows down, I think, oh, it's just going slow right now. It could be that I'm being throttled by my internet service provider or my cell phone company or whatever, but
yeah.
What is this going to mean for us?
This is a really good question, and it's hard to know because it's sort of early days of how these companies are figuring this stuff out. If the FCC votes this week to scrap the rules, we will have to see how the marketplace reacts. A lot of people have been making this comparison to cable TV, how you might have to basically pay for a bundle of internet channels to get the services you want. But it's really an open question of how it will turn out and how it'll impact the user. But the internet still feels right now this kind of like Wild West place where you can find anything, people can build anything and deliver it to you the same way, no matter which company name is on your internet bill or right. your wireless bill. Not having these rules might really change that.
That's Ben Johnson, who covers tech for Here and Now. Ben, thank you.
Thank you.